time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
As the NATO summit was wrapping up Thursday morning in Brussels, Donald Trump caused a bit of a panic. He demanded NATO members immediately increase their defense spending to 2% of GDP and then called for the target to be doubled to 4% by 2024. German news reported that Trump threatened that if all member countries didn't immediately increase their defense spending commitments, he would, quote, do his own thing. Before departing Brussels for the UK, Trump held a 40-minute press conference where he was asked about his commitment to NATO.
Are you still threatening to potentially pull the United States out of NATO for any reason? And do you believe you can do that without Congress's explicit support and approval?
I think I probably can, but that's unnecessary. And the people have stepped up today like they've never stepped up before. And remember the word, $33 billion more they're paying. And you'll hear that from the Secretary General in a little while. He thanked me, actually. He actually thanked me. And everybody in the room thanked me. There's a great collegial spirit in that room that I don't think they've had in many years. They're very strong. So, very, very unified, very strong, no problem. Right?
A reporter from Croatia asked if Trump would change his tune on NATO in a tweet once he was back on Air Force One.
We understand your message, but some people ask themselves, will you be tweeting differently once you board the Air Force One? Thank you.
No, that's other people that do that. I don't. I'm very consistent. I'm a very stable genius. Go ahead.
Yes, he again said he's a very stable genius. The presser started shortly after 6 Eastern Thursday morning. On MSNBC, Joe Scarborough decided to fact-check some of the lies in real time.
You have said previously you wanted the countries to step up their spending to 2%. Yesterday, the suggestion might be 4% or perhaps 2% at a much quicker timetable. Yeah. Can you clarify what did they commit to doing? Yeah. Is that satisfactory to you?
So what they're doing is spending at a much faster clip. They're going up to the 2% level. Now, you have to understand, some of them have parliaments, they have their own congresses, they have a lot of things they have to go to. So, you know, they're here as a prime minister, as a president, and they can't necessarily go in and say, this is what we're going to do, but they're going back for approvals. Some are at 2%. Others have agreed definitely to go to 2%. And some are going back to get the approval, and which they will get, to go to 2%. After we're at 2%, we'll start talking about going higher. But I said, ultimately, we should be in years in advance, we should be at 4%. I think 4% is the right number.
All the countries, just one more clarification from what the president is saying, which is actually not connected to reality. All of the countries have committed to 2%. Bob Gates went over for Barack Obama several years ago. Since then, the spending has increased, and we're going to be showing you charts to show that actually European defense spending has increased at a faster rate than U.S. defense spending since 2011. Now back to the president.
But right now we're getting people up to 2%, and that'll take place over a fairly short period of time, a short number of years.
Former Secretary of State John Kerry released a blistering statement, quote, "The president set America back this morning. He is steadily destroying our reputation in the world. He is undermining our interests. He diminishes alliances we built to safeguard an economic and strategic force that has allowed millions of people to live in freedom." The president is now in the UK. He'll attend a gala dinner Thursday night hosted by Prime Minister Theresa May. On Friday, Trump will meet again with May and has an audience with the Queen. This weekend, of course, Trump will visit another of his branded properties, this one in Scotland. He'll stay at the Trump Turnberry, a 112-year-old Scottish resort that he bought in 2014.
Don't wanna be an American idiot.
Trump will be met by loud protests.
Don't want a nation under the new media.
Both in the form of a giant Trump baby balloon and a repurposed Green Day song, American Idiot, which re-entered the British pop charts after 14 years in honor of the American buffoon, or president. Back at home, the Senate voted 51-48 on Wednesday to confirm Brian Benchowski as an assistant attorney general to head up the criminal division at the Justice Department.
So what are the concerns with the president's pick? First of all, there are questions about his experience, or better said, his lack of it. Questions the Democratic Senator Dick Durbin laid out yesterday.
Wait a minute. You are being chosen to head up the criminal division of the Department of Justice, and you have no experience. You have never prosecuted a case, never once been in a federal courtroom, not one time.
Then there are questions about Benchkowski's resume, specifically his work for a Russian bank that thrives under the Putin government. Here's what Senator Dianne Feinstein had to say. Special Counsel Mueller's investigation has resulted in 23 indictments, 5 guilty pleas, and 1 prison sentence in only 1 year, confirming Benchkowski puts that investigation in jeopardy. And here's why. Benchkowski refuses to recuse himself from the Russia investigation, she writes, despite having worked for a Russian bank under investigation for ties to Trump. He also pushed for Comey's firing to AG Sessions while serving on the Trump transition team. Those are clear conflicts of interest.
And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.